Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Rotatoes, we are back again for episode 2, part 2, and I believe this is absolutely, well, you will absolutely get in this episode the moment that the wheels come off, if it hasn't already indeed happened up to this point. Truly, what a wild ride this adventure is from here on in, and I hope that you love it. We have Coco Corner merch available. If you haven't checked it out already, please do. It is extremely cute and lovely and funny, and we had a lot of fun putting it together. So please go and check that out if you would like that. You can check it out on our DFTBA merchandise store, which is available in links below right now. Other than that, we want to say thank you so much for being here and for listening to the show. Your support means a lot, and it is amazing that we have such a wonderful audience of people who are listening to the show. If you find yourself enjoying this and you would like more of this, if you want to catch up on the rest of this arc and get Arc Barks, where we talk about all of these individual episodes, then you can do over on the Patreon. If you can spare a couple of bucks a month to sign up, that would be amazing. But if you don't, or if you can't, that is not a problem. We love you for being here, and we thank you so much for doing so. Without any further ado, take it away, past me.
Cool. Can we bring the Snaffle in with the box?
No.
Okay, someone's staying outside.
The Snaffle's quite big as well, so.
I can stand outside. I can give you my order if you guys want, but I do have all the cash. You guys promise to be cool with me handing you my wallet?
I mean, I'm already holding on to someone else's card, and I haven't used it so far, so.
All right. I trust you. I'm going to give Tundi my card and stay out with Shiny. And I'm just going to say, I just need, like, enough of this chain crap. If you can find any solid metal I can put on.
I'll pick you out something nice. I'll find you something nice.
Wait, no, I'll do it.
Okay, Shaddy, if you can see some heavy metal that I can strap to my body, that's what I'm looking for.
I got you.
Tundra's mouth is agape. She cannot believe that you sent him in. All right, we'll get you whatever he likes.
Yeah, I trust you. Shaddy, I've never trusted anyone more with anything.
I appreciate that so much.
You're going to pick me out something real cool.
Oh, it'll be cool.
Okay.
You're leaving me with the dumb one?
No, I'm staying with you.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, I'm dumb, you see, so I didn't know. I couldn't tell.
You're being real sassy.
Takes one to know one.
I feel like you came out sassy. All right, good luck, guys.
Tundra goes in and she's like immediately sort of browsing, but she's still, I want to keep my wits about me.
As you walk in the back of the store, this person has to like duck under the door frame to come into the main part of the door, as he's this huge Goliath man. Absolutely stunning, sort of rippling muscles, wears like a vest, like a loose vest, big beard, bald head, and he sort of looks over and says,
hello, can I help you?
I'd like to see your coolest armor, please.
Yeah, of course, right over here.
And he sort of takes you over, and there's like a little red curtain, and he pulls a little string, and it sort of draws the curtain back, and like a light comes down and shines on this like truly stunning clockwork armor. And it's almost like a full like exoskeleton. And he goes,
yeah, this will actually make the wearer even stronger than they were. As well as obviously protecting them from any physical harm.
I don't know. It doesn't speak to me.
Oh, okay. So, makes the curtain go back across.
Anything like colorful, maybe has like cool emblems on it or like... I don't know, something that like will make like the guy who's like wearing it like just like look badass.
Okay, sure.
Look, that's a great armor. I don't mean to critique your armor. Sure. It's like honestly like super cool. But like,
I did actually get this in, and he sort of lifts up, like kind of goes into like a bucket just filled with like random stuff, and pulls out like this massive chest plate that's like really thick and looks insanely heavy. And on it has just got like these, it kind of looks like it's been graffitied, but it clearly like did belong to some sort of like officer of some sort.
Nice.
Like it has like a crest on it and stuff like that.
Whoa, this looks sick.
But it's like rusty and, you know, I think it's like a hole at one point. It's like, is this kind of the...
I mean, this is in the zone I'm thinking, just like something like really thick, looks like it'll really protect my boy.
your balls.
Really loving the emblem here. Feels like you could hit this with like a freaking truck and it wouldn't break, right?
Yeah.
Like if like say like a ship that was shaped like a hammerhead hit you in the chest when you were wearing this, you'd be good.
No.
Tundra has slammed her armor down on the counter.
Yeah.
could you fix this?
Oh, you were the one in the corner getting undressed? Okay, yeah. Good. I was getting concerned. I was going to call.
That was me.
Shaddy throws that piece down and just starts wandering around the store, like leaving Tundra with this guy.
Hey, don't go far. You're going to get lost.
I'm fine. I'm an adult.
You're going to get lost. Don't touch anything.
You touch it, you take it. Yeah, I get it.
No, that's not how it works. Yeah. I don't want you to break anything, but we have to... Forget it. Oh, could you fix this?
Oh, well, you know, I haven't seen anything like this in a... I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. What is this made out of?
It's like a pearl. I mean, it's from here, but they stopped making these...
A long time ago, right?
Yeah, but it's a sort of like a history lesson piece. Or can you fix it?
Whoa, I see. Okay, awesome. All right. You got some fire in you. Okay, sorry. I didn't want to...
No, I'm all eyes. I have no fire in me.
It's just because you have the sword there that's got fire. But that's fine. I won't look too deeply
Tundra
into it.
Tundra covers it a little bit.
Okay, so sorry. I could probably fix it up. Do you want me to reinforce it at all or just fix it?
Could you reinforce it?
I could.
How much would that set me back?
Call it 350 credits.
I don't think so. There's a really hot, tall guy that can probably do a better job that's a couple doors down. Thanks anyway, though.
Okay.
What about 250?
Is that how much the hot, tall guy's doing it for? Or
He's doing it for 100, but I want to give you a little bit more.
That's not even the cost of the materials I'd use. He must be using some like really flimsy materials. I wouldn't go
No. He's got a deal because he buys it in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Costco membership.
He's got the Costco membership.
What's a Costco?
Yeah, we probably like 200, right?
I might consider a 275.
Okay. Well, I would probably do like a 220.
250 and that's it.
Fine. 235 and well, it's done.
This is like those TikToks, the guy selling watches in Manhattan. Yeah. Like, 150, final. Keto 120.
245.
I'm so glad that we've settled on 240. And she puts her hand up.
Yeah.
240, 250.
241, and you got a deal.
Fine. But any payment, like, you know, at least half up top.
No, I'll pay you half. Here you go.
There we go. We both won that. Okay, good.
And I think at this point, Shaddy has found something that, like, it looks like it'll do the job, and it's really flashy, but it's not, like, great. What is something, like...
But it's not great. You have to condition it with it's not great.
It, like, looks cool. It, like, looks really, really cool, but it is, like, not what Ollie would want at all.
Find this armor that's, like, it seems it's made out of raw iron, which is, like, pretty substantial.
I like, and yeah, in Shaddy's mind, like, thick.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the world. He just thinks thick is what you want.
It's this thick.
I did say that.
Jet black armor that has all these, like, spikes on it. Looks like it was, like, maybe belongs, like, a demon of some sort. Like, it's, like, so over the top. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, all the shoulder has, like, shoulder pauldrons which, like, have, like, five spikes kind of coming off of them.
Nice. It looks like the Road Warriors from old.
But like spray painted black.
Shaddy's like holding it up and he's like transfixed by it. He's like,
like a little kid.
Yeah,
the helmet has a mohawk on it.
He's like, dude, how much is this?
That?
Yeah.
At least 100.
Nice. I'll give you 125.
Shadi, that is. That's
Well, 140.
Shadi.
Drives a hard bargain.
People
I'll
wear this in parades as joke armor. Shadi!
That was a huge handshake.
Yeah, wow.
That's how you make a deal, Tundra.
Tough. That was. I can't believe I'm letting it go for such a price.
Give him the car.
No. He gave us, Ollie gave us his own money that you just bought junk with.
Outside, I'm talking to Shadi like,
hey, don't you say anything about Shadi. He's going to get me the best armor in there. I know
it.
Stop insulting his intelligence.
If it's, you know, if you have that kind of blind confidence in the man, then that's fine.
You know what? I
just
do.
Don't drag me into it.
I bet you. You know what, Shadi? Let's want to put some money on it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
No, let's put something else on it.
What do you want to put on it?
If you are correct, I will be a loyal and dutiful servant, and I won't make any sassy comments.
Okay, and if you win,
you have to find me a permanent body so I can live on this plane forever.
Deal. Hard deal.
I love it. Now we wait.
I assume I'll have to come back for my armor.
Yeah, okay. He needs a bit of time to
go. You can walk out with that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, 100%, yeah.
So we walk out.
Tell them Mercy has sent you. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 hours.
Oh, like this evening. I got it. This is like going to take me a day.
Oh, yikes. Okay. We'll be back.
Okay.
And this afternoon.
This evening. That's, I can't move 4 p.m. on. Like, I have work 4 p.m. to do. 6.
We'll be here at exactly 6. I know exactly when that is.
Okay. You come out, he gives you like a Brass and Bane bag, like a big kind of like tote bag that's got this armor just sort of sticking out on the top of it.
And I am walking out with holding it behind my back. It's really heavy. And I'm like,
oh, here it comes.
Yes, here we go.
Dude,
you got it?
I got you something.
Oh. Tundra is smirking. She never smiles, but there's like a slight smirk because she knows how devastating this is about to be.
Oh, yeah. See, Shiny, pay attention, okay?
And Ollie, you remember me offering to buy you the best that your money could buy?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And then you said that you'd rather he pick it out for you?
Well, I trust him. He's got a good eye for aesthetic.
And I appreciate your confidence. And I'll say this. We went in there. This guy was a real bastard. The first thing he showed me was this fucking gaudy, ugly thing.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, and I was like, there's no chance I'm going to put that on my boy.
That's right.
It was the coolest armor I've ever seen, but keep going.
What?
And so I moved around. I moved around the store, saw a bunch of other crap, and then
wait. But what did Tundra say about the armor? She said it looks cool.
It's a taste. It's a taste thing.
Is there like
Ollie.
A famous like knight or like someone who wore the armor that you showed at first that I could give him like a point of reference?
Oh, hilarious! Yeah, absolutely. We'll say that Talon Vaedran is Talon Vaedran is like the champion who founded the capital city on Anvil.
You've ever seen Talon Vaedran?
Oh yeah, I have a scroll of him up on my
yeah,
room.
It was his exact armor that he donated to the shop.
you can't find that armor on this planet.
Yeah, it's there. It was in there, and I would have probably gotten you that.
And you could have gotten that crap. Or
that was what it was, Shadi?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have gotten that crap, but then you would have looked like some other guy, Ollie. No, but he's got a good point here about making my own mark and individuality, and I'm
time to pay the piper.
Seeing you absolutely.
Don't even pull it out of the bag. Hand him the bag, you can go into that public restroom, change, and then walk out here.
I would love to see you do that, but just know that everything you've done the last couple days, the badass you've become, this is really going to compliment you. And I pull out the bag, and you can see like the shoulder pads with the spikes sort of sticking out of the I tried to zip it up or like clasp
Jet
it,
black.
But can't really do it. And I hand it to you, like, go put that on, big boy.
I'm going to need you to roll me. If you're trying to hide from Shiny how disappointed you are, you have to roll a deception check, and Shiny's going to roll insight.
Oh, fuck. Come on, baby. I mean it.
Otherwise, you're going to have to find Shiny a permanent body.
Okay. I got a dirty 20.
Oh, shit. Okay. Does Shiny have stats?
His wisdom is plus one.
Also a dirty 20. 19 plus
wow.
one.
Wow.
Status quo. Status quo.
Well, did you get more than a higher plus?
I have a plus five.
You have a plus five. So you rolled a 15.
Oh, I have a plus six. Excuse me. I have a plus six. So I rolled a 14. Nat 14.
That will we can just do a roll off.
No okay, plus. Roll off. I'm okay with the
no
roll off.
No pluses, just a straight roll.
Come on. So I look at him. I look him right in the eyes and I go, I love it.
Okay. 15 for Shiny.
11.
Oh.
You say I love it and a little tear just comes down.
And I'm going to go put it on because it's the best armor I've seen today.
Yeah, you know, what's the guy's name who wore the other stuff?
Talon Phaedron.
You could either be the second Talon Phaedron or you can be the one and only Ollie.
Yeah, you know, there's some who say that Talon Phaedron is just sort of like a name that many incredible knights have adopted, and it's more of a title. And
it's sort of whoever wears the armor, right?
Sort of something, yeah. It becomes the Talon Phaedron.
Yeah.
And, or becomes the Talon, and I would have been the Talon Ollie, Talon Oliver. But this is an opportunity for something.
It's so crazy. You would have been a legacy to one of the greatest,
I would turn and walk away.
Did you hear what I said about how you would have been a legacy?
I can't hear you over the metal in the back. I get around the corner and you're fuck.
I turn to Tundra and say, he loves it.
She does another little sad pat on her shoulder. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, he loves it.
Incredible. So so when do you put this plate? This is plate armor.
It is plate.
This is
okay.
Plate. However,
uh-oh.
It is only a 16.
No!
Is it worse than what you already have?
It's the same as what I already have.
No!
Actually, what's your strength score?
14.
You have disadvantage on stealth.
Oh, man,
because you
dude.
Can't wear it, but it's too heavy for you to wear it properly.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I'm going to go add plate
now
armor.
Now I actually feel bad.
Hold on. Armor, heavy plate.
Oops, it's so funny.
And
you,
equipment.
You hear Ollie coming back around the corner before you see him.
Yeah, just...
God, what is that
clang,
noise?
Clang, clang. Yeah, I have a minus one to stealth and disadvantage.
Oh, my God.
So, that's great. Yeah, I have a 14 in strength, and this is a 15 strength requirement, I have disadvantage on everything.
I ruined it. Oh, God.
I come out.
I'm dying.
I come out like a kid who got dressed by his mom for prom. Furious, but unwilling to react.
I think the reason why it's a 16 is because, for whatever reason, the forearm and the calf sort of sections of the armor are missing. So it kind of just looks like you're in shorts.
With a mohawk and yeah. Spiky shoulders.
So spiky shoulders. You've got gloves, but no forearm protection. So it's just like you're wearing like t-shirt and shorts version of this armor.
Ollie, give us a spin.
I very reluctantly, slowly spin.
Wow.
You're so cute, dude. Kids all over all these planets are going to hang pictures
hey, Tundi,
of you.
What? I got it.
You heard it? You heard what I said about all the kids wanting to look like you? People are going to dress like you for Halloween.
I got it.
But think about if a bad guy sees you, dude, oh my God, you're going to be, they're going to piss on themselves.
They're going to laugh. They're going to piss from laughing. Should we get the chips?
Ooh, yeah, I forgot. I was so stoked about this armor, I forgot I was hungry.
I look right at Shiny.
You going to find me a body or...
What's that? And I de-summon it.
The box falls to the ground.
Well, I guess you guys should carry that. And I walk ahead pissed off.
I actually am going to need you to roll me a d20 right now. And this is quite a big roll.
Oh, no.
And you have to roll with disadvantage?
This could honestly be like quite bad.
Okay. Oh, what am I rolling? Just a d20?
This is basically like a luck check.
That's a
to see how
something.
This box lands
explode.
On the ground.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm betting a 6 doesn't do me any favors, huh?
Okay.
Is there a white flash and we roll new characters?
I would. I would.
Oh, my God.
If these three guys die.
That's how this goes?
And we have to start over, then that's hilarious.
What a horrible prologue.
I actually fucking love it.
I love it. Oh, yeah, no, it's great. It's very funny. What's happening?
It is horrible.
Oh, no.
Okay. This box, as you unsummon Shiny, this box falls. I think it begins to fall almost like in slow motion. As you all kind of clock it, all of you suddenly realizing you have no idea what is inside this box. And as it makes contact, the corner of this box makes contact with the floor, there is a sound emanates.
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, this is awesome.
Oh, no.
I love this.
You watch as if power to this whole area of town has just completely cut out. Your swords go completely dull. Basically, any magical items that you have on you, completely shorted out.
I don't have any magic items on me.
So both my swords.
Both of your swords have gone completely dull.
We just totally fucked the world.
And this whole area of town, everyone's like looking around. In fact, you see
do they know it's come from us?
You see a couple of people seem to take like physical pain. Like seem to be in like physical pain as a reaction to this. In fact, I'm gonna need you to make me a saving throw. A constitution saving throw. I've just remembered what we established in your backstory that is buried within your chest.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I have a +3 on saves from my aura.
I think that's already factored in, no? If you look, as long as you have no +0s, then that'll mean
it
that...
it is already factored in.
Yeah, it's already factored in. Yeah.
Okay, I got a 19.
19 total?
All because I bought you terrible armor.
I got self-conscious.
Oh, this is definitely your fault. Yeah. You are not in trouble.
I summoned my homie. Oh, man.
This is awesome.
This is so
fun. This fucking rocks.
This is great.
We just EMP'd Giant's Bane.
Because I was like, it felt like too smooth of sailing.
Oh, fuck.
This rocks.
My pettiness just EMP'd the whole city.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 58 hit points.
I'm going to show you. Because I had no idea how many hit points you had. I used a random dice roller.
58. Fuck.
So he drops to zero?
So you drop to zero hit points.
Fuck!
As you suddenly feel a pain in your chest.
Holy shit.
Like, it literally feels as though the tiny shards of metal in your chest suddenly start to, like, something happens to the magic, and it's literally like it shorts out your insides. As you just convulse for a second and then just drop to the floor.
I want to save him.
Do you have any way of healing him?
yeah, right?
I see him kind of, he just crumples to the ground.
He just crumples to the ground, like holding his chest. And like a couple other people have done the same
thing. Oh, fuck, the armor was cursed.
Oh, no.
And I run up to him and I just yank all the armor off of him so he's just naked on the ground.
I'm probably going to need a death saving throw.
13.
13? That's a success.
Oh, because
every is 6 seconds.
I don't have.
You can make a medicine check to try and stabilize him.
18.
You feel like you're helping, but he's not stabilized. So you can roll a death save with advantage.
With advantage. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Second death save. It's going to be a 19.
Okay. We'll do a third one and see if you come back up. Oh, we'll see if you stabilize. Sorry.
I'm straddling him and slapping him in the face, trying to get him to come
up. So this dude was disadvantaged because you're being slapped in the face.
Fuck. Oh shit! Sorry.
I rolled another nat 19. Disadvantage because I'm being slapped in the face.
Fuck, sorry.
What is wrong with you?
12.
You stabilize. Oh. You're no longer dying, but you are not conscious.
I saved him. I saved him. He's okay.
Tundra is going to shove Shadi so far away right now because she just knows he's making it worse.
You see, as some people are rushing over to like help people, there's still seemingly like no power in this area of town. A few sort of rather like large, rough looking sort of people have like come into the end of this like this section of the market and are looking around. They've started questioning people. You can see one or two people starting to point like in your direction.
Fuck, I don't have armor.
Completely unconscious, no armor. And you've still got the box.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm going to...
This is not how I imagined this going.
This is incredible.
I wanna
this
yell
is so fucking
to Shadi
cool.
That I want to... I just yell Bugsley. To him and I'm going to army carry Ollie on my shoulder.
And so I guess I'm going to try to grab the box. Because the box is still...
Yeah, still perfectly there. Intact. Nothing.
So yet. I, like, try to grab the box, and like, part of me, like, remembers how I lifted it the last time. And it's like, don't do it like that, dude. And I try to, like, get under it and, like, support it.
Yeah, and you've got enough strength if you're doing it properly. You absolutely got enough strength.
Okay, great.
And if... Am I able to carry him?
Yeah, your strength is, like, 18, I think, as well. Yeah, so you're absolutely fine. So here's what I'll say. Those mean-looking dudes are currently in the way that you came previously. There is technically a much shorter route back to Bugsley that you didn't take last time, but it's going to require a history check from you to see if you can actually remember the way this time.
This is so good.
This is, like, maybe one of my favorite moments of ever playing D&D. I'm not even fucking kidding.
This
I'm not
is
exaggerating.
So good.
I love this so much.
It went from being so chill and funny
this
and
cool.
This was
the shopping episode, everyone. This is supposed to be the shopping episode.
Oh, no.
I don't care. This is awesome. I want to make sure I have... history, I had no... It's minus one.
Fuck.
Come on, baby.
If I roll low, I have to have a Sour Patch Kid. I rolled a 2 and it's minus 1.
Oh my god.
We're going to get lost.
Wait. Can I carry him in the box and maybe can we go into the place where we just did armor shopping to hide?
Could you go back in there?
Yeah, and maybe hide behind one of those curtains.
So here's what I'm going to say. To honor the one that you just got. But I this
no one
absolutely...
remembers that. That was so long.
What even are you talking about?
What are you saying?
So I think that you hear a few kind of shouts coming from the edge of the street now. Like, hey, you, stop. Come here. What, you know, people are, and they're like starting to run towards you.
And my
you.
Swords don't work.
Your swords have no magic.
They're still working
they're just
swords.
Like regular swords. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I'm at 0 and unconscious.
And you're at 0
okay,
unconscious.
Okay, let me think.
No, but I will say that the sort of shop owner kind of looks
sees it happening.
What the hell happened out here?
We'll pay you a ton of money if you let us hide in here.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
Go.
Quickly.
So you go, we go in with the box and everything.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to be sort of tucked away in this sort of like back of the storage area. And Mercius, which is the name of this guy, he's going to, as a gaggle of these like thugs basically comes in asking like where you've gone, essentially is going to try and defuse the situation and tell them that like you went a different way. So I'm going to roll a deception check. In fact, actually, no, I'll have one of you roll for Mercius and I'll roll a insight check for the thugs.
Who's holding me? Am I getting like slapped on the table?
Yeah,
I'm holding
okay.
you.
Okay, I whisper, guys. Use your name. Bribe the shop owner. Use your name.
Your real name. Don't say Tut Tut. Huh?
Don't say Tut Tut.
What do you mean? I'm not a fucking turlet anymore.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna ask for a death saving throw.
Oh fuck, I talked too hard. 9.
That's a fail.
Alright. So I like see Ollie and I kind of think like, fuck, I kind of did this. Like Tundra is like trying to save him and like things are going crazy. So I look at the shop owner and I'd be like, if you don't help us and you don't fix this, I'm not going to tell you how or why, but your life is going to get really hard.
He's a turlet.
The color drains out of his face. Roll me an intimidation roll with advantage. Because,
with advantage?
Because Tundra's currently helping.
17.
17. I'll do it. Okay. So now Mercius is going to roll with advantage.
Hell yes.
For this. So whoever wants to... Roll me, because of how hot he is, I'm going to give him a +3.
Okay. Hotty patati.
To persuasion.
Persuasion, okay. I'll roll for him.
And then I will roll insight check afterwards.
+3?
Dirty
20.
Okay, he's got advantage. Oh. So see if you can do...
Nat 20!
Nat 20! Let's this is go. The most exciting 20 Let's minutes go. Of my entire life. Let's fucking go.
I'm not even going to roll an opposed insight. That's
I'm
crazy.
Having a celebratory Sour Patch.
Wow.
I'm still having a heart attack.
So I think behind this, like, literally behind, like, a pretty thin sort of metal, like, sheet wall that makes the back of this shop up, you can hear this kind of muffled conversation going on, like, this to-ing and fro-ing. It gets a little, like, heated at one point. And I think that you, like, essentially, like, the tail end of the conversation is essentially, like, Mercy's been like, listen, I have No skin in this game, but if you all need any items, perhaps I can, you know, help you guys out in the future, okay? Just, can we leave this? I've got nothing to do with this. You just sort of hear a couple grunts and groans, and then these thugs leave and start shouting again in the street.
Okay.
Am I still making death saves?
Yeah, give me another one, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
This is only because you spoke. If you didn't speak, then I would have... you were stable. Like, you chose to speak.
F7.
That's two death. That's two fails.
I'm gonna... Can I just, like, as part of this, I'm just gonna pop my healer's kit out of my bag and just point at it and point at me.
Now's not the time for stuff like this.
He also... I just remembered how stupid Ollie looks.
Okay. Okay, here's how this is gonna work.
God, this is insane.
I'm gonna give you the choice here. Because we're already playing pretty fast and loose with the rules, but also, you can choose.
Uh-huh.
You can either make a death-saving throw with advantage.
Uh-huh.
Or you'll let one of them use the medicine kit. However, if they succeed, you'll come back up to one. If they fail, you will fail another death-saving throw, which will be your third.
Do you guys have good medicine?
I have plus zero.
Cool. I'll roll with advantage myself.
Plus zero as well.
Okay. Okay.
I'm really scared, guys.
I am too.
I'm pretty scared.
As I'm on the table, I like look over, my head like falls to the right, and I see everybody like milling about the room, panicking. I make eye contact with both of them.
Oh no.
I rolled a 15 and a 13.
Oh, you can't do that, dude.
I just go, I stop breathing and go,
Oh, my God.
I saw
Tundra's
the other
just starts swearing and shutting all the curtains. Motherfucking fucking fucking Molly fucking motherfucker. Wow, wow, scared me like that.
I had a second heart attack.
I run up and I give him a huge hug and hug him so hard that like the spikes go in there.
So what we're gonna do is gonna say that essentially you're at one hit point, but I'm gonna say that until you get like actually properly healed, you cannot get more than half of your max HP back.
Fuck.
As I regain consciousness, I will regain half my max hit points with a blast of lay on hands into myself.
No, you can't.
It doesn't
work?
You
don't have any magic, right?
Fuck! Fuck!
Fuck!
Does it work? I'm like, I got this. Oh, fuck.
You just gotta cup your breast a little and nothing happens.
Ow.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Stop moving. Stop trying to do anything. Just everybody calm down for one second.
When your little animal went away, it ruined the world.
Sorry, sir. Just give us 1 second, okay?
I just really put myself on the line for you guys, okay?
I know, and
we appreciate it, dude. Now's not the time to come in here with your shit, okay?
My shit?
Yeah.
My shit? Not coming here with my shit.
Okay, hey.
You came into my store asking for help.
He's a turlet. We're going to pay you handsomely, okay?
I broke a deal with Shiny and I cursed the whole city.
Just everybody be cool. Tundra's hands are shaking because this is like echoes of Ember's death. And then also she's just as horrified that her magic has gone out. What the hell was in that box? Okay, let's just calm down. She starts putting on Talon's armor.
We're going to pay you handsomely. Hey.
We're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to pay for that up front, okay? That's extremely valuable.
She takes out
items.
The card.
We should not. And then before you could say anything, you just hand them the toilet card.
Okay, I'm going to wear this armor.
So basically the way you like pay for stuff is you just like tap the two cards essentially and like set how many. And he just like 2,000. And it works. He's like, 4,000.
Hey, okay, I grabbed the card.
Hey, man, even I know that's not cool.
He gets away with like, because it just essentially the turlet where everyone else has a number on it. It like it just comes up with essentially like unlimited.
Dashes, yeah.
You know what I mean? You have truly no idea how much money he just.
Great.
Took.
Okay, and then Tundra grabs the card back.
You can enjoy that armor. No worries. Okay.
Great. And then also, you're not going to tell anybody that he's on the planet.
For this? No, I'm out of here.
Also, give us that armor for free. Give us back what we paid you for that armor.
Sure.
Great. And then also, do you have anything that could help heal my friend in here?
I don't think I have anything that's not magical. Which, speaking of, as you put that armor on, you can't move.
Oh, because it's magic.
Yeah. It's essentially like stiff right now.
Is there any armor in there that is like the top of the line but can...
Non-magical?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, great. I'd say you can get some, I think it's like a mithril, essentially, like plate armor. So it's 18, but you don't have the weight restrictions and also the disadvantage on stuff.
I'm going to put that on.
Cool. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Great. God, okay. What is your shop connected to? Is there any, like, back exit?
Yeah.
Great, yeah. Great, great.
There's in my storeroom, sort of down here, there's a little, access tunnel, which really freaks me out. It's got, like, a bunch of spider webs and stuff in it, and I think it goes somewhere, but I've never been... I'm too big, actually, as well, to fit through it, but you could, you know...
Are we too big?
No.
Great.
You're shorter than me.
Sir, do you have a wagon or anything sort that can be pulled with wheels?
A dolly of sorts?
Anything. A simple machine.
I could probably fashion you like a little platform with wheels on it if you wanted to...
That would be perfect. We need it for a box and a man.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, and you get one of those... the only thing I can think of is like, I've seen them on a film set. It's just like a plank of wood with some wheels underneath.
Great.
That you could probably like sit the box on.
As I'm laying there... And this is all happening. I'm staring at the box. Can I pulse a divine sense?
On the box?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, got him.
Cool.
So it's just an expenditure of channel divinity, which I have one more of. That might be magic. It's a sense, but it is like a channel divinity. So if it doesn't work, I'll just blink at it hard and get nothing.
Sure. Okay. Here's what you get. On the very edges of your sense, you detect a consecrated area.
Okay.
So like a protective area, essentially.
Okay.
And you get a good beat on where that is. You also get a healthy ping. I'd say maybe upwards of like 10 pings of undead in a certain direction. And from the box, I think it's somewhat uncomfortable and unsettling. You get nothing, but it's not nothing. It's like the complete absence of things. It's as if the box itself is some sort of... There's some sort of vacuum or something inside of it, which is completely and utterly unnatural. And I think it literally, almost like you touch the palantir, you kind of... Like, it feels deeply uncomfortable.
Okay. I keep that to myself.
I'm just going to backtrack one thing, actually. The undead will be... All around, actually. They're 10 pings, but like they're dotted all around within like a 60-mile radius.
A 60-foot radius.
60-foot radius.
Outside the building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And above ground, not
Yeah.
So not in that tunnel. All right. I think I'd say there's a safe place nearby. I can feel it. I think we should take the box there.
Okay, but you are sort of dying. Are you okay to be making choices right now?
It depends. Do we have 8 hours to sleep? Because...
No, certainly not.
Then I think
you
we
can nap
just...
maybe on the dolly while we go through the...
Do we have an hour?
Should I go find some chips?
They stare at him in complete disbelief for one full minute.
It's like, maybe you're just like hungry. I don't know.
Shaddy, if you readily find chips, I'm not saying I won't have it. But I am saying there's other things we could be
Does
looking for.
Does the shop owner have it like the lunch he packed for the day?
He's just
give us your lunch.
You see
man.
Him literally just taking the lid off of the Tupperware
and then
just puts it back
hey,
on.
Hey, man, please.
Hey, we bought that, man. We bought that.
We bought that. We bought that.
You're so flush with cash because we bought that.
I know, but I really like, I plan out my protein really well.
We can tell you got a beautiful body, but get it. Let us have the food.
Whoa. Daddy.
Thanks for calling me beautiful. I
guess. Yeah. There we go.
You dude, eat up.
Oh, man.
This looks so good. This is going to make him feel better.
That's a lot of protein.
Mm. Can we carry the box, Ollie, and the dolly down the stairs?
Yeah, someone can scoot along with the box. It'll get tight, but yeah.
All right, let's hold the box together just to make sure that it doesn't drop.
Not jostle on the way down.
Yeah.
And I have no magic, huh?
Not right now.
Guys, what the hell is this box? And why were they letting one very competent person and two very not competent people take this box?
You shouldn't talk about you guys that way.
Oh my gosh.
Just to clarify for you as well, no one on board the Silverhawk knows what's inside the box.
Right.
Like, you're paid to not know what's inside the box, to just take it and, you know what I mean?
First things first, does anyone know exactly what time it is?
5:10.
You don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I felt like it was 5:10, but it didn't feel like it was coming from a truthful place.
Tap into the watch and tell us what time it is.
So now I'm getting 2:21. It's just...
Everything magic is not working. Let's just... Is the entrance to this like tunnel easy to find?
Yeah.
Great.
It's just like, there's like, he goes down, Mercius just like moves like a bunch of stuff that he's like stacked up. And that's just this little sort of tunnel. It's completely pitch black in there. And he goes, oh, sorry, there's really some little globes in there so you can see, but I guess they're
magic. It's dark down there.
I'm going to hang back, and I'm just slowly putting back the black armor and taking the mithril plate off the wall.
But you forgot to take the hat off. You still have the mohawk.
But I'm keeping the helm. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to wear clothes over the armor, Shaddy, but man, I'm wearing it.
Truly, I'm so out of here. So this is fine.
Is there like any candles or anything that we can take for any sort of light source?
You can take a candle if you want.
I'm going to take a candle.
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks. Yeah, here we go.
I'll grab a torch if there is one, and I'll pop my shield out.
Okay. Who, can I get an order, please?
I think I probably go first.
You go first, and then I can pull you on the dolly so you don't.
If you want, I can go middle, and then I've got my aura up for you guys to make better saving throws.
Love that. And then I'll go last with the box. I'll pull the box.
Okay.
Unless, no, it should go you pulling the box, you're first. Yeah. Then you, and then I'll go last, sort of protecting the back.
Bringing up the rear, as they say.
So you have to get down hands and knees and kind of crawl through this space. The box barely fits. It requires a little bit of like sort of shimmying at certain points because it's like a rough shorn tunnel. It's not like a paved or anything. It's like it's been just sort of dug with like, you know, instruments. You're heading sort of just keep heading straight until eventually Shadow. Is the box in front of you?
I'm probably pulling it behind me.
Probably behind you, cool.
Or is it a wagon situation, or would I need to like?
No, it's just like a little dolly thing, essentially. Oh, yeah.
So then it actually
you can pull. You can pull it behind.
I can. Okay, yeah, then I'll pull it easily. Behind.
You bump your head, like your like nose on just like a wall, and as you feel around, you realize it's like a left turn. Essentially, okay. Keep going, and then you find a fork in the road.
I say, we want to go right, but hold on, and I'm going to throw the torch as far as I can to the left.
Okay. Go ahead and make me athletics.
Okay, that made me a little nervous.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Plus 2, 22.
So you throw this torch and it clanks down the hallway. It kind of comes to a rest some distance down. You got like a really good throw. And then you watch as you kind of hear something kind of scuttling quite quickly. As a humanoid face comes into view, this sort of warm orange glow, as it sort of looks at you, it has this long, kind of like sharp, pointy like fingernails.
No, thank you.
And it just looks and... and you see these two pearly white fangs coming down as it looks towards you and then just starts scuttling at a ridiculous speed towards you. And that's where we're going to end.
No! No, Jasper! You bastard!
What are you talking about?
Wait, you bring light at him. Wait,
what are you talking about?
Wait.
That is the craziest place to stop. This is the craziest episode of that ETV thing
about. Oh, no. Fuck, dude.
Wow. Jasper, you bastard.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You bastard!
Turn your computer back on, Jasper. Keep going. Keep it's recording.
Gone. It's done. I'm afraid it's done.
Dude.
That was... nuts.
I'm physically, mentally, spiritually exhausted.
Yeah. Make sure to stick around for the Arc Bark for this episode because we have a lot to discuss. A lot to get on and discuss. What an episode. Everyone looks actually... that was not where I expected us to go. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to go and
roll two sets of death saves. Oh, my God. You put me on the precipice twice, you
piece. I did. I really, really did.
Oh, my God.
In the shopping episode.
In the shopping episode.
That was supposed to be a fun sort of like 80s montage of being like, that looks good.
That looks bad.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the weirdest thing that's going to happen is I'm going to buy funny armor for Ollie.
That was fucking awesome.
That was so cool.
That was great.
Well done.
Wow. Very, very
awesome
cool.
Awesome DMing.
Extremely excited to see what happens next time as you are in this tunnel with this sort of feral-looking vampire. Sure nothing bad can happen.
With no magic.
With new magic.
I had two awesome swords going into this.
You
that
did.
Could have definitely fought vampires.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will find out what happens.
Use all my cool shit on that dumbass robber. who was holding this up for a bunch of...
He was also just a nice guy as well. Anyway, we'll talk about it in the art book.
Oh, God.
Of course he was.
Eric Keith, tell everyone what you've got going
Nothing
on.
Nothing matters besides this. Check out Rotating Heroes this season specifically. The stakes have never been higher. That's truly it. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, everything else pales in comparison to the stakes of this, so yeah.
I don't care about any other content I've ever made.
Find me on the internet and you can find the stuff that I do. Just search my name. Just Google my name.
Yeah.
Anything you see is happening.
Google it.
Google it. George.
Yeah, at DM George _Primavera if you want to know what I'm up to, and I post all the stuff there.
Love but it.
Holy shit. Wow.
I'm at JW _Cartwright. I'm going to go and talk about how I traumatized my players in the second episode. And if you are enjoying this and you happen to listen to a podcasting platform, don't forget to leave us a review because that always helps. Does it feel weird that I'm just plugging reviews and stuff?
No,
you have to all the time.
Yeah, it feels fucking weird. Yeah.
Hey.
Nothing right. to do with that.
You're damn right.
You can do whatever you want.
It takes 20 seconds and it helps your favorite podcast for no cost to you.
Hey, there we go.
I'm zapped.
Thank you so much. We will see you next week. And once again, I really don't know how to end this.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.